We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Tefayin Dalim and Beis, the top of the Amud Vahateichen. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah, the Avmalach of Teichen, grinding the wheat, and the Gemara brings other examples of Teichen, and there are Kama Shittas in the Rishenim, Kama cases, a little bit complicated. We'll try Beis Hashem to say it over in the Masudadik way. The Gemara starts with the name of Rav Papa Haiman, the Parim Silka Chayiv Mishum Teichen, someone who dices a beat, that's how Rav Yishayim learn, it's chayiv, it's a mocha deraisa of teichin. Rashalim's kipshuta, you take a beat, a mechatchei hodek, you dice it into thin, tiny pieces. Taisa says, dafke silka, only a beat, shayach tchina, avashar oichlin shari, other types of foods are mutter. Taisa doesn't explain, why should a beat be different than any other type of food? The Rosh takes it one step further and says, even a beet is not shayach teichin. He learns the Gemara is not talking about a beet. It's talking about atzei de kolim, that you, the oimdim kemin nimen, that when you put, when you take apart the nimen of the atzei de kolim, it becomes a kemach dak, and therefore yichayim ishim teichin, dum yudasal asulti. And he says, Rashi says, parim silka, shemachat dechirok is dak dak, pirish tamuhu. He says, something which is a food that you chop into thin pieces, that's b'chal not shayach t'china. Now also the Rosh doesn't explain. I mean, wheat's also a food. What does he mean a food that you cut dak dak is not shayach t'china? So there is a possibility maybe to learn in the Rosh that he means that it has to be like a powder, it has to change in form, as opposed to just cutting into small pieces is not shayach t'china. Actually, Igle Tal says that's the reason why it's only a tolda of trina. Why is it a tolda of trina? Why isn't the av of trina? What's the difference if it's wheat or vegetables? The Torah says the wheat you're turning into a powder. Here you're not turning into a powder. He's just making it into small pieces. It's a different type of thing. But the Rosh also throws in davashu eichel. He should have just said lefi zeh, that if it's mechadach, I say dak dak and shayach betchina, only if you make it into a kemach, into a powder. He's mashmah davashu eichel. It's not shayach betchina on something which is an eichel. So what's the vart? I mean, wheat's also an eichel. So kamari shaynim, the Ritva Chadashim and the old Chadushe Aran, Chadushe Michasim Laran, they say that tchina has to be that you still need more processing. If it's already ready to eat, then there's no tchina anymore. If it's ready to eat as is, it's not shayach t'china. If it needs to be cooked, it needs more processing, then that's when you have t'china. T'china is not, there's no melacha on cutting up ready to eat food. The melacha is in the process of making the food ready to eat. If t'china is necessary, then there's a melacha of t'china. The Rambam Moses Mvur that way, the Rambam brings this halacha actually three different times. He brings it in an example of Avin Tolda in Perek Zayin. Then he brings it when he's talking about the Melach of Teichen in Periches, and then again when he discusses the Rabbanans in Perichof Aleph. And all the time when he brings a Mechatech Yerek, he says, Kedei Levashloi. In other places he says, Ma'at Ma'at Kedei Levashloi. The Rambam is medayik in his words, it has to be that you're cutting it in order to cook it. In other words, if you're going to eat it raw, then there's no t'china. It has to dafka be Kedei Levashloi. That stims with the Ritva and the Chedushi Aran. And that's Mistama, the Richtig of Shad in the Rosh, that he says when you mechatech eichel dak dak, there's no tchina because it's an eichel already. It's already a food, it's already ready to eat. There can't be tchina on ready to eat food. Now, Taisa says it's dafka by a silka this tchina, dafka by a beet, but not by other eichelin. There are achreinim like the Rosh Yosef and the Minchas Chinuch that learn Taisa's also this way. They learn that this beet, you don't eat raw, you eat it cooked. And you're cutting it up in order to cook it. So that's why by silka, meaning a food that's not eaten raw, then it's shayach t'china. By shaying in other foods, it's not shayach t'china. The Rosh Yosef says, then which stem is a stir in Taisus, and the afkuf yudalim in days, the Torah knivas yerek on Yom Kippur, are you allowed to cut up the vegetables on Yom Kippur to eat it the night that night? So Taisus asks the question, how are you allowed to cut it up? What happened to the issur of t'china? So Taisa says that you're cutting it in bigger pieces. Tchina is in little pieces, it's bigger pieces. So Mel is no is a tchina. The Shaila is, Taisa says, it's only beets, not any other food. So what's the problem? So Rav Yosef says, Taisus means only things that could be cooked, and he learned that Kniv Yerek means Yerek that you're going to end up cooking. But Taisus is more mashma, a different word, which says they state in Taisus Rush very clearly, and the emes is Chumas Sedeshin says it's Simon and Vav. We'll speak about the Chumas Sedeshin, and the Chai Adam learns this way, that Taisus holds that it's dafka when it's a derech to cut it into small pieces. When it's a derech to cut into small pieces, so then you have the din of tchina. If it's not the derech to cut into small pieces, then there's no tchina. Whether it's tchina or not, it's totally on the derech. Interesting svara. The Chayodim compares it to schita, that when it's a derech to squeeze fruits, then it's a malacha to squeeze them. If it's not the derech to squeeze fruits, it's not a malacha. So the cutting into small pieces is tchina if that's the derech. That's why he says dafka silka. Silka is something which is the derech. Other yirakas, other eichlim are not necessarily the derech. So if this is correct, we have three shitas about cutting food. We have the sheet of the Rambam and the Rosh, we'll call it, and the Ritva here, and the Chedush Aran, that they hold that edible food, there's no tchina altogether. There's no such thing. Tchina is only when it's not edible now, it's part of the processing. But if it's already edible, it's already food, and you're just cutting it up to change its form, that's not tchina b'chlal. We have shittas taisus that it depends if it's a derech. If it's a derech to cut it up, then it's tchina. If it's not the derech to cut up, then it's not tchina. Now, we don't know that Rashi doesn't hold like taisus. Rashi doesn't say it clearly, but the neman that Rashi is saying by all vegetables, there are other Rishonim that are clear that it's by all eichelim. The Gaius Maimini in Perichof Aleph brings down the Re'im, the Ureim, that says you can't cut up fruit into Perurim Dakim. And also Kamer Rishonim, the Re'im there brings the Rishbam, it's also a Snag, and it's also the Ran, and it's also the Mordechai. They all discuss cutting up bread into small crumbs. You're allowed to make bread crumbs on Shabbos. So they all say a Svara that you're allowed to make bread crumbs because ain't Tchina Achet Tchina. There's no Tchina Achet Tchina. It was already ground into flour. You're now regrinding something which is ground already. There's a din of ain't tchina achet tchina. So the mashmois is that since they had to come on to the surah of ain't tchina achet tchina, why don't they say ain't tchina ba'eichlim? It's already edible. Elamai, they hold that even if it's edible, you still would have a din of tchina. So these are the three shittas. We have kamari shenim, the re'im is mefurish, and kamari shenim that say, they say the surah of ain't tchina achet tchina, like I'll be the breadcrumbs. So it also sounds like this tchina by all eichlim. We have taisus as dafka beets, which we're saying means because it's a derech to be taichin them. As they stay in the taisa rush and the chumis adeshin. And we have the rush and the rambam and the ritva and the ran that say it's dafka things that aren't edible. Once it's edible, there's no din of tchina. Now really, I think there's a fourth shita, which is the rajba. The rajba says that tchina you'd have by eichlim, but not when you're doing an altar. Just like by Beirer, there's a din that la'alter is mutter. When you Beirer la'alter, it's mutter. So too, by Tchina, there's a din that la'alter is mutter. The Ran brings down the Rajah. We don't have the Chedush Rajah in this part. It got taken out of, we lost that part of the Ksavyan. But the Ran brings it. That's really a Tshuva Sarajba. That's why the Ran allows to make the bread, to make breadcrumbs for the chickens. Because it's la'alter. So I look at that as a fourth shita. The question here is there tchina in eichlim? Is there tchina in ready-made food, food that's already edible? What's the sorry that there's no tchina by eichlim? Because that's not called a malacha. That's called achil already. Once it's food, there's no malacha of tchina cutting up food. The malacha of tchina is in the process of food. Once it's food already, that's not a malacha. That's kind of like derech achila. That's the site of bayer. Then it's derech achil. But they're saying all the time it's derech achil. It doesn't have to be la'alter. Then there's a svara, no. Tchina is tchina. There's no such thing as once it's eichlim, there's no tchina. Or maybe it's tali. If the derech is to be taichen, that's taisis, dafka silka. But the Rashba says, you want to be matter because it's an eichel already, that's a heta for la'alter. That's called derech achila. But for la'achaz man, that's not derech achila. So lumen alachal la'maisa, the tur says, Asa lachtach yerek dakdak. Shaddai mulatechem. The Torah paskins that it's Asr. And it's mashif in the Torah. Of course, it's mash b'lav daf kisoga. And it also, it doesn't say k'day l'mashloi. Very interesting that the tur should not paskin like his father, the Rush, doesn't even bring down the shita, and not paskin like the Rambam that says kedei levashle. Like we mentioned, there were other rishayim that held that way, but the tur is seisim like the rishayim. That's all eichlim, even if it's not kedei levashle. What's also interesting is the Beis Yosef. Normally, when the Rambam and the Rush both agree to something, they both agree that raw vegetables that you could eat raw, there's no din tchina. And the Beis Yosef brings down these shittas. And he writes at the end, Nimsa ladina muta lachtoich b'shabas kibbutz yiraka shakarin in shlada. I think we would call it salad. That you're allowed to chop up vegetables for a salad. And he says, but only if you're doing a lealter. He says, the Rashba is mata lealter. Taisus is mata all vegetables except for beets. The Rambam is mata when you're not doing it for cooking. The Rosh says there's no tchina ba'echlim. And even the Rishayim that say there is, you don't know they're arguing on the Rashba. Maybe there also be mata lealter. That's what he says. So who says anyone asks? But then he writes, and also, parim silka means when you mechatel chatichas dakis b'yeser. When you make it really, really small pieces. He says, salad, you don't make it in such small pieces. So, mele b'mutu l'kuli alma. And then he writes, u'mikol makam nochein adover l'hazer, she'echachem l'chatichas g'deilis k'sas. They should be a little bit bigger, the pieces. V'she'echul alter. Since you sent how much is being machmer? The Ram and the Rosh hold it's mutu no matter what. And Taisus also says, it's dafka silka. And the Rashba is mutu l'alter even by small pieces. But he says you should have both things. You should have chatichas g'daylus k'sas, and they should eat l'alter. That's what he says is nachain. In Shulchan Aruch, he says to me, just as a mechatech yerek dak dak chayiv mishum teichen. He doesn't bring that any yeterim. He doesn't bring down it's only k'day l'vashel. He doesn't bring down the heter of l'alter. He doesn't bring anything. He says to him, without any other shittas, a mechatech yerek dak dak chayiv mishum teichen. And the Rama says, so who would then also machta gregers v'charuvim lefnei zekenim? Who would then be also to chop up dried figs or dried buxer for old people? That's interesting. The Magen Avraham says that's only the iser, since he says lefnei zekenim, says the iser is only if they can't eat it on their own. The Bialacha says it's not muchrich. Maybe it's always aser. But he brings the Prima Gadim that even according to the Magen Avraham, it's dafka, gregers, and charuvim, which you don't really have a good reason to cut it up, except if they can't eat it. Mashenke, in vegetables, you would have a problem. It's mashman the Ramah that way. Because the Ramah says that Yerik, the Ramah is going on the Mechaba, the Yerik is aser, and gregers and charuvim, he says, it's aser of neis kainim, which is mashman dafka, because they can't eat it. I think the pshat in the Ramah is, Kainu was saying in Taisus, that tchina is only when you gaining from the tchina, when it's a derech to be teichin. So vegetables, the derech is to cut it up to din. Some people dice the vegetables very, very thinly. So that's a derech. That's why it's tchina. Nobody cuts up gregers and charuvim very thinly. It's not what you do. Only for zkenim they can't eat it. So that's why it's not tchina, only for zkenim. But then the Ramah brings down the two heter, the one heter of la'alter. The Ramah paskins that way, like the Rashba. The la'alter, it's mutter. Even though, like we said, Kam Rishayim don't seem to hold the way, because the Rishayim that say about crumbling the bread, and they say, because ain't teichen ache teichen, they don't say the heter of Lealter. But it's not mafurish that they argue on it. The Mishimur brings down Yesh Mefakfikin. The Shilta Gibarim Kloy says that he argues on the Rashba, but there's only heter of Lealter by Bur, not by teichen. But there are more paskins that way. And the Beis Yosef himself says you should do both. You should do la'alter and chatichas gedolus. But like the Mishabura says, you can't be meicha on someone who just does la'alter. There are more paskins that way. And yesh lo milismeich. But l'chatchila, you should do la'alter and chatichas gedolus. Ksas. What's called chatichas gedolus? Ksas. Chazanish says something larger than you normally cut during the week. Whatever you do is larger than normally the way you would do it during the week. That's why they call chatichas gedolus k'sas, and that will be mutter l'kuli alma. Now I want to speak a little bit about the din of ein tchina achet tchina that we mentioned from the Rishayim. And the Rishayim say when you crumble up the bread, it's not a problem with teichen, because it already was teichen before when you made the flour, so ein tchina achet tchina. And there are more paskins this way. So the Chazanish in Siman and Zion says that ein tchina achet tchina is not the same thing as ein bishel achet bishel. Because by Ein Bishlach Abishal, we find the aside that if it went back to its original state, then you do say Yesh Bishlach Abishal. But Marshall, we have in our Gemara, when you soften up the kufra, when you cook the kufra to make it into a liquid form, then that's Bishal. So Gemara says Pshita. So the Gemara says, Ma'udatayim cave another vikushayim aloi kamashmulat. Since it hardens again, you think it's not Bishal. Kamashmulat, it's called Bishal. But when it hardens again and then you cook it again, because it went back to its original state. The even Rishayim that say that by a davar lach, we say yesh bishalach abishal, because when you heat up water and then it becomes cool, so it's no longer hot water. So therefore you have to heat it up again. It's yesh bishalach abishal. It's just by solid food, so then it's always cooked. When you cook a piece of chicken, even if it's cold, it's cold cooked chicken. So that's why it's Ein Bishlach Abishal. But water is not cooked anymore. And the Rishayim would say that you say Ein Bishlach Abishal even by Davalach. It's a pshat that once you boil the water, it's always boiled water. The boiled water is going to remain. But if it won't remain, so then there would be a din of Yesh Bishlach Abishal. So what's a pshat by Tchina? Enechinami was once in the, you made it into flour. But now it's a bread again. So what does it mean Ein Tchina Acher Tchina? So the Chazanish says, all they mean to say is that you need a natural chibur in order to say tchina. An artificial chibur, you wouldn't say tchina. So even if it came to this world in pieces, but then it got put together, but that's like an artificial chibur, and therefore you would say that you don't have tchina. It has to be a natural chibur. But the Igli Tal, in Melechus Teichen, Sefkan Chav Aleph, he asks a Shaila, it says in the Yerushalmi that when you grind up a cheres keli, it's tchina. Why are you saying tchina achet tchina? It didn't come that way naturally. It came from the earth, and you made it into a kli cheres. And the Rambam says when you grind metal, yichayim mishum teichen. Metal doesn't become a shtick metal naturally. You have to get out the metal ore from the ground and purify it, and then you make it into metal. You melt it into metal. So why isn't it like teichen achet teichen? I have that Igli Tal brings a raya to the site of the Chazanish that we said that when it goes back to its original form, it's called Bishal because it says that the Sreifas Maskayin is called the Malacha because of Bishal Psila. You melt the lead to pour into the Maskayin's mouth to give the Misa of Sreifa. So even though the lead, even if it was melted and reheated, that's also Malacha. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to do the Malacha of Bishal Psila. But this is the Shaila. How does it stem? Teichen achet teichen. Also, Rebbe Kivega asks the kasha. In Simen Shin Beis, it says that when someone has mud on his clothing, he has to be very careful when he takes off the mud, not to grind the mud, not to take it off into little pieces because of the problem of teichen. So, Efek Rebbe Kivega, why is in the mud a din of ain teichen achet teichen? You find that mud, there is a din of tchina. Rashi says it clearly on this amid by the chavita. He says teichen aragav v'sheichet an hadek is teichen. It's Bemis in the Gemara in Beya. The Gemara in Beya says that you can't do Kisei Hadam on Yom Tov because when you take out, if you don't have Afer Tichuach, you don't have soft Afer to grind the Afer to do Kaitesh, is a Malacha of Tchina. So L'chayr, it didn't come that way. I mean, it came in small pieces. And then afterwards, the water makes it into mud. So what's the pshat? See, it's all Gevaldike Kashis. And there's a very mechudish sekateret from the Igli Tal, kedarkai, very mechudid, very mefulpul. But it's kedai to say over because there's a lot of you say this we can learn along the way. And we'll start with the Chumash Adeshin. The Chumash Adeshin has a shaila. If someone can't chew the meat, and he wants to cut up the meat very, very thinly in order to be able to eat it on Shabbos, is there a problem of teichin? And the Chumash Adeshin was matter, and this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Shinchav Kafalef Siftes. And he first brings the Paiskin that say that there's no Tchina by Eichelim, like we said. Taisa says Dafka beats, and the Rosh says there's no Tchina by Eichelim, and the Rambam says that's Dafka when you're going to cook. But he said, but what about all the Rishainim that hold that there's an Isser, the ones that say it's Asa to cut bread into small pieces, the Re'ein, and even the ones that are matter, that's because there's no Tchina by Lechem, because ain't teichen achet teichen. But he says here, everyone might hold its mutter. Why? Because meat is not gdule karka, and tchina is only by gdule karka. says we find by Melechus Ma'amu, we had earlier that fine Gilma Midbeis, Abayi said, Eim Armel Begdule Karka. And like other, he doesn't mention it, but others bring the din that we have in the next summit. And Dishel Begdule Karka. So if Dosh and Ma'amu are only Begdule Karka, it would make sense that Teichen's only Begdule Karka. This is even though Rava argues. But Yesh Leima and Linyan Tchinas Eichlin, the Blavar Chilishak put Tchinukulahai, Meida the Yesh Lechalik Mishim Gdule Karka. And he says, because once we find that Taisus and the Rosh hold that there's no Tchina by Eichlin, so even though other Gainim hold that there are, but if we could make it Shtim that the other Gainim are only talking about when it's not Gdule Karka, and when it's Gdule Karka, when it's not Gdule Karka, they'll be Meida, so we could Shtim the two, so Meila, that's what we should do. Now, it seems that the Chumash Sedeshen is saying two different svaras. He's saying one svara that ain't tchina ba'eichlin, and another svara that ain't tchina el begdulei karka. Now, the Rabbi Kivenga that we mentioned in the previous shiur about Zaira, he brings this because he wants to say, like we said then, that maybe ain't Zaira el begdulei karka. He says, if you don't have imur begdulei, only begdulei karka, you don't have disha, only begdulei karka, like the Gemara says, and the Chumash Sedeshen shtel su tchina, so why not Shteltsu Zaira also? But his mashmi learned, and some other achrayim also, that it's a tziruf of two svaris. In other words, there's two possible reasons why it's mutter. One is because ein tchina ba'eichlin. A second is because ein tchila b'gdulei karka. Neither of them are so clear. There are mishayna that hold that there is tchina ba'eichlin. There is a tzad to say that there is tchina b'gdulei karka. But together, you mitzayif the two. So it could be Mekel. Now the Taisa Shabbos asks Gevaldige Kashas on this. First Kashi asks is, then how could you say that there's no Tchina B'Gdule Karka? It's Mavur in the Gemara, like we said, there's Tchina by mud. And mud is not Gdule Karka. Rashi here says, Mefurish Teichen Asura Govim Eschayim Mishim Teichen. And it really comes from the Gemara in Bay, like we said. And you see that mud is not called Gdule Karka because you see you can't use it for Schach. Schach and E Gdule Menaritz. And mud is not called Gedulei Menaritz. So that's one Gevaldige Kasha he asks. And he asks another Kasha, that the Shulchan Aruch is being Saisu himself. Because the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to cut up the meat to someone who can't eat it. But then the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to groin cheese on Shabbos, but Meirik Choritz Bal Pipi Ashakar in Realiv, meaning in a shredder. You have like a ribeisen, you have a shredder, you're not allowed to grind the cheese on Shabbos. That comes from the Tshuvas Rivash. And the Rivash explains that you don't have the help of the altar, because just like the altar is only when you're doing it biyad, not bekli. So here, even if you're doing it with a knife, that's like a hemshech of the yad. That's the same thing as biyad. That's what you say by bayir. Mashegin, you're using this fancy ribeisen, so you don't have the help of the altar. And then he says another time why it's also, of course, it's uvdu dechayil. So Fregdi Taisa Shabbos, what's the difference between meat and cheese? If meat is mutter, because you have this tziruf that it's not gedulei karka, and ain't tchina b'eichlin, so why don't you say the same thing with cheese? So the Tais Shabbos says, the Eilu Shabbos says that maybe the Mechaba is only answering cheese, not the second time of the Rivash, that's uvdu d'chayil. But in fact, the Tais Shabbos, but the Ramah says that on Yom Tov, if you like to grind the cheese. If it's as uvdu d'chayil, that should apply to Yom Tov as well. Elamai, the Ramah holds that the issue is because of tchina, which you don't have on Yom Tov. So how could you have tchina by cheese and not by meat? What's the chilek? They're both not gedulei karka. And if you're going to say animals are gedulei karka, which is a tzad, that animals are considered gedulei karka, that should apply to meat as well. It says, a pliya, how you mechala between the meat and the cheese? Harbiyeshu t'mayel achreinim shayishu b'zeh klal. So is it a tukash that Tais Shabbos has once and oh? He wants to know, what's the pshat that by earth it's not gedulei karka? So why is there a din teichen? And the second kash is, what's the chilek in the meat and the cheese? So there's a gemaldik shtickle from the Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam says that there's no yisayid of a ma'amra b'gedulei karka, a disha b'gedulei karka, a tchina b'gedulei karka. There's no such yisayid. You know why? Because he says, let's say someone cooks a piece of meat. He's not chayim mishum bishul. What's the chilek? We have 11 malachas apas. Why should some of them be by Gdulei Karka and some not be by Gdulei Karka? It doesn't make any sense. He asks another kasha. He says, we all know that milking is also mishum dash. There's a sigya early about it. We didn't get to it in the shir. But milking is asim yishum dosh. Now, ein disha lo bidulei karka, right? So Taisa says, vaisis we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the yesh disha, even that gidulei karka. And others say, because behemoths are considered gidulei karka. Because since it needs it from the karka, they call it gidulei karka. But either way, for whatever reason it is, milking somehow by a behema is a problem. So how could you say that milking is a problem, either because we don't pass in Eidish Abdullah Karka, or we say that behema is Dulei Karka, and then you're allowed to cut the meat dak because it's not Dulei Karka? What's the chilik? So Zagdin Nishmas Adam, that any time you're doing the malacha the way the malacha is normally done, you don't need Dulei Karka. But when it's not really the malacha itself, it's just kind of daima to the malacha, then it has to be daima completely, and then if it's not gdulei karka, it could lose the dimyan. Tell this a daima to the malacha, but then you might need it to be more daima to the guf of the malacha. The Gemara says, ain't imrel gdulei karka by the case of the salt. The salt is not really such an imr, it's just daima to imr. The Gemara says, ain't disha gdulei karka by psiyas chilazin. That's not mamrish exactly disha, that's just like daima to disha. Then you would need gdulei karka. But if you have the actual gufa malacha, you wouldn't need gdulei karka. So Zakta Nishmas Adam, the Chumash Desh is not saying two separate svaras. It's not mash. It's right. The truth is, it's bechal not mash with Chumash Desh in that way. He's not saying that we have two svaras. We have a svara of ein tchina ba'echun. We have a svara of ein tchina gdulei karka. See, neither one alone is enough to be mekel, but see, both of them we can be mekel. No. He's saying that even the ones that say it's shayach tchina by eichlan, but it's not so tchina dik. It's still not so daimit to tchina. So a male, then you would need taka more of a din into the real tchina. You'd need gulei karka. That's what he says. He says, we don't want to make it so vayna machloikis. Even the ones that argue on the Rosh and Tyson say there is tchina by eichlan, but they didn't say when it's not gulei karka. So the more daim it is to tchina, the less you would need that it should be gdulei karka. So Mela, when you grate the cheese in a grater, that's mamash tchina. Then you don't need gdulei karka. When you cut up meat, which you anyway have the sort of ein tchina b'eichlan, like Chumash Deshin says, that's not really tchina. Elamai, the Sam Yishenim is still this tchina. Yeah, but they only said it by gdulei karka. When it's not gdulei karka, it's already more removed from being tchina. Chazanish also learns that the Chumash Deshin this way. So according to the Chai Adam, there's no hard and fast rule that ain't tchina ala b'gdulei karka, or even ain't disha ala b'tchina ala karka, that. But whenever the pshat is, the thing is not so daimed to it, then you might also need it to be gdulei karka kadei to make it a malacha. So this is all a shtickel tayr on its own. We had started, just to remind us, we had started with the thing of ain't tchina acha tchina, and it was getting very shver. Because the Rishonim say a word of ein tchina acha tchina legabe grinding up breadcrumbs. And we ask the Kasha that if it goes back to its original state, so that's not ein bishl acha bishl, if it goes back to its original state, you don't say ein bishl acha bishl. So he said the site seems to be something like what the Chazon Ish is saying, that the pshat is you need, that it should be its natural chibur, rather than a chibur that was created artificially. So the Shaila was, so what about cheres? And what about metal? And what about mud? All these things doesn't come naturally that way. And you see, there's a din of tchina. That's Igle Tal's kasha. Hazag Igle Tal, he thinks the svar of ein tchina acha tchina is a pshat when you need gedulei karka. If you need gedulei karka, so it grew as gedulei karka in a gush echad, and then you mefire it to pirurim, and that's tchina. Now you went and mekabetz it together again. The second kibbutz is not gedulei karka anymore. That's the yisayid of ein tchina acha tchina. So whoever says ein tchina acha tchina, let's say by bread, the pshat is you need gedulei karka. So the wheat came naturally as wheat kernels. Then you made them into flour. So that was a tchina. Now you took the flour, made it into bread. This new kibbutz is not gedulei karka. So smelt in the din of gedulei karka. And we'll go with the Nishmas Adam. Since anyway, we're talking about a tchina of Eichlin, it's not so daim with the tchina, you would need to do like karka for that. Masha'en Kain, when you're dealing with the gush offer, you're dealing with metal, you're dealing with cheres, for some reason, you don't need to do like karka. Like the Nishmas Adam says, because it's real tchina, the Tal says a little bit different reason, it doesn't matter. But then you don't need to do like karka. They don't eat gdulei karkas b'chalan chayach in tchina achat tchina. When you need gdulei karkas, you need the chibur that comes out of the gdulei karka. And once you don't have that anymore, you recreated it, so in tchina achat tchina. But Shaykh, when you don't need gdulei karka, it doesn't pass b'chalal in tchina achat tchina. So that's why the cheese also have the same shaila. Cheese didn't come this way. They took the milk, you made it into curds, and you begabin the curds, and you made it into gvina. So why is it ain't trina achet trina? Because you don't need gedulei karka. It's a real trina, you don't need gedulei karka. So mele, there's no din of ain't trina achet trina is, together with the fact that you need gedulei karka, so it's an extension of that. So much you need gedulei karka, that if the gedulei karka shabbai was already mafur, so now this new kibbutz wasn't gedulei karka. So you're missing the gedulei karka. That's Avdei Nezer's word.